Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 30 Minutes of Wisdom for Friday, September 9th, 2011. This is Gregory Mascari from Bozeman, Montana, and I want to thank everyone for joining us here on our live call and also those who will be listening in on the replay. Robin and I started these regular weekly calls kind of as our way of paying it back or really paying it forward for all the amazing people and the amazing wisdom we've learned over the years and over the decades. And our intention with these Friday morning 30-minute of wisdom calls is to create a safe space where people from all professions, backgrounds, and companies can come together and learn from some of the most forward-thinking authors, speakers, trainers, and enlightened beings in the world today. So at this time, I'd like to turn our call over to my partner and enlightened networker, Robin Blank Mascari.
Well, thank you, Gregory, for being my partner, my rock, and my fabulous tech support, too. Wow, I've got to take a deep breath on this one. I'm so honored that you took the time to be with us, everyone, and we have the lines jammed today for a very good reason. So we're very grateful to have you join us. Today's topic comes from a book written by Napoleon Hill, but not published for over 70 years. And it's been sitting there waiting for until now because, well, I don't want to say because, but it has a powerful message for our world today, Outwitting the Devil, The Secret to Freedom and Success by Napoleon Hill, who, as many of us, I think everyone on this line has read Think and Grow Rich, revealed the fundamental principles of success. That outwitting the devil will reveal what may be getting in our way, how to break through those barriers and achieve the success we deserve. That's a quote from Jim Stovall from The Ultimate Gift. So this morning, our guest was chosen by the Napoleon Hill Foundation to edit and annotate this book that's been sitting and waiting for now. Her background is extensive and extraordinary. Many people know her as the co-author of 3 Feet of Gold and the international bestseller series that sold, oh my God, when I was looking at how many millions of copies all over the world, it's wild, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. But I'm deeply touched with some of her other work as the national spokesperson for the CPA Commission on Financial Literacy and founder of Pay Your Family First. Her work in financial education, and creator of games and support tools to help people really understand the money game. She's an entrepreneur, educator, committed philanthropist, and mom. She's also been chosen as the member of the first President's Advisory Council on Financial Literacy and continues to serve to this day. She's a pioneer in developing new technologies to bring education to children's lives that are innovative, challenging, and fun. And as many of us know, financial education is one of the biggest, if not most important, factors to helping young people and mature people be financially independent and successful. So right now, she's focused on expanding the knowledge of Napoleon Hill's principles and teachings around the globe, in conjunction with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. This is a long bio, but I think it's really important for people to hear because Harvey McKay said her notes to this book bring into focus the real genius behind this book of Outwitting the Devil and help us conquer our fears. I was introduced to the book a few weeks after it came out. I couldn't stop reading it. I bought several copies. Everyone in my family has it by now on CD or book. And when I visited with Sharon the other day, I became truly even more inspired about who she is, her passion, her devotion, and the huge contribution she's making in the world today. So I'm honored to have as our guest today and so grateful to introduce Sharon Lecter. Good morning, Sharon.
Well, good morning, Rob. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
what a nice introduction.
Well, thank you.
You made my day.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'd love you to start out and share a little bit, if you would, about the story about the book, because a lot of people don't know the story and why you feel it's so relevant and important today.
Well, it's so important. I'd like to actually start off with a new review that just came on Amazon today. It says, read this book and weep. Weep for Satan. because for once in your life you can say to hell with the devil and mean it.
So, what a great review.
And it says, Satan hopes to God that no one gets the word out to the public about this book. So thank you, Robin, for helping us get the word out to the public.
Oh, my goodness. It's my honor. So I'd love you to share a little bit more, because the story, it's a great story about this book.
Well, and when you think about how it actually came about, it makes it even more special. And as you mentioned at the top of the interview, you said most of everybody on the phone is aware of Think and Grow Rich, and certainly it was the quintessential work of personal development and personal finance. And it was not one man's philosophy. Napoleon Hill was the author, but he had studied success and failure for over 25 years. And so Think and Grow Rich was really the thesis of success. And it brought together the best of the best from all the people that he interviewed over all those years, as he was charged originally by Andrew Carnegie in 1908. And so Think and Grow Rich was published in 1937. But when he got it published, Napoleon Hill was frustrated. He said, you know, people will read this, but they still won't do what they need to do. They still won't take action. And so the very next year, 1938, he sat down and wrote Outwitting the Devil. And in the book, he starts off by sharing his own personal journey, his own personal struggles, those moments when he was a failure, when he lost everything, and how he pulled himself back up by following those very same principles. And then he has an epiphany one night, and he communicates those items we all need to think about through an interrogation of the devil. And he leaves it up to the reader to say, you can determine if you think I'm talking to the real devil, the Satan, or whether I'm talking about just evil and that inner voice that holds us all back. It's up to you as the reader, but find value in the message. And it scared his wife to death, who at the time worked for the Methodist Church. She says, no way is this book going to get published. And so the book itself, the manuscript, even though he poured his heart out into it in 1938, was hidden. He died in 1970. She died in 84. Her sister didn't die until about 3 years ago. And that's when the book was turned over to the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And so they reached out to me just before we published 3 Feet from Gold. Literally, the month they were publishing 3 Feet from Gold, Don Green called me and said, Sharon, I have this manuscript, and I don't know what, I think it's pretty special. So he sent it to me, and I probably was only the fourth or fifth person to ever have read it, and it was just incredible. In fact, when I got it, I said, wow, this is a hot potato. Outwitting the Devil, just the title alone, I said, do I really want to be involved in something controversial? And then I read it. And I had a tremendous sense of calm come across me, because it is so powerful and so important with what's happening in the world today. If it's not you, as your listener, you know someone who has been paralyzed in fear. They're imploding because of what's happened to their, in the economy, or they've lost their job. They've been downsized or right-sized. And we don't have a recession. We don't have a depression. What I say is we have an economic reset. This is a time of great opportunity if you can get past what's happening to you from an economic perspective. And a lot of times people are so paralyzed by fear that they miss that opportunity that might be right in front of them. And so Outwitting the Devil, it absolutely allows you to understand where your fear may have come from, recognize it, deal with it, and then be empowered to get past it. I had a young woman come up to me last week at an event, and she had tears in her eyes. And she says, I didn't want to come. My sister made me. You could tell she didn't. I mean, she was like, you could just see she didn't really want to be there. But she had tears in her eyes, and she says, I was supposed to be here. I was supposed to get this book. She opened it, and a passage to the page she opened, she said, this was written for me. Mm-hmm. And that's the power of this book. Just as Think and Grow Rich gives you power of understanding how to become successful, Outwitting the Devil has equal power or even greater power, because it tells you how to get out of your own way, how to get past those self-limiting beliefs, how to rid yourself of the negativity that is so prevalent today to be able to employ those elements of success and create the success that you each and every one of you deserve.
Wow. So it really was written as the sequel, it sounds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was written and intended to be the sequel.
And held on for all those years, and boy, do we need it now. When I read the book and was reading about the mass fear that occurred at the time that Think and Grow Rich was written during the Great Depression, that it seems like it's a very similar time now with this mass fear. And
absolutely,
so
and I actually believe that it was intended to be released today. I believe that there was another power at work. Because Think and Grow Rich truly helped people turn their lives around back then. And if you compare the times, as you just mentioned, the fear was prevalent then because of war. We have war today. High unemployment back then. We certainly have high unemployment today. Back then we had an upside-down economy just as we do today. So, yes, that fear that was so prevalent back then during the time of Hitler and Mussolini, we now today have that same issue with Al-Qaeda. You know, we have those same issues today that we're all fearful because of the economy, because of terrorism, and we have to get past it. And the only way we can do it is from the inside out.
Mm. So, so true. And, you know, understanding the principles of success is one thing, but knowing what the source of our fear is and knowing how to get past it is beautifully explained as being a drifter. And when we talked the other day, Sharon, I was so deeply touched when you shared with me that there's a lot of young people that don't even know who Napoleon Hill is that are embracing this work. Could you share a little bit about that? Because I think that our world today, and you talked about the economic reset, that these young people are really holding the vision and creating this new world with this reset.
Oh, and that's so true, and it's my absolute passion is to make sure young people are given the tools they need to succeed. And what's happening right now is unemployment among young people ages 18 to 24 is the highest it's ever been. So their expectation is very high that they're going to get out of college or get out in the real world and make a lot of money, and yet the reality is something very much different. And so they are becoming paralyzed in fear. The bankruptcy rate's the highest in that age group that it's been in 10 years. And so it's very important that we give them the tools to succeed. And that's why I got so excited about stepping in and working with the foundation, because they recognize that a lot of people under the age of 45 don't even know who Napoleon Hill is. And so it's very important for us to bring those same messages of self-realization, self-independence to this younger generation. And I love the fact, because Outwitting the Devil, because it's a little provocative, because it's a little in your face, because it's a little irreverent, this younger generation, they're embracing it and they're loving it. And they're actually reading Outwitting the Devil and then going back to read Think and Grow Rich. So it really is accomplishing the very thing we wanted it to, and that is to bring those incredible messages of hope and success that really, again, is not one man's philosophy. That's what puts Napoleon Hill above everyone else. He is the first one who came up with the law of attraction back in 1919. He is the first one that came up with the mastermind principle. He is the first one that came up with pay yourself first. But it wasn't necessarily his personal philosophy alone. It was the culmination of his lifelong study of everybody that was successful. So the results are, you are giving a blueprint of what made all those people successful. And all of them shared things in common. They shared the commonality of having masterminds. They shared the commonality of making sure they surrounded themselves with positive people and with the environment that they needed to succeed, the law of attraction. And so it's very important that you understand that that's the value of these books.
Mm. I'm sitting here surrounded by you and Napoleon Hill. I have the Laws of Success. I was in a Success Breakfast Club 30 years ago studying that book, and I've got your book, 3 Feet of Gold, and Outwitting the Devil, and people feeding ourselves, and like you said, that importance of understanding what those principles and understanding the failures do, because only from that place, and now people are taking control as entrepreneurs. And you talk about the mastermind, and some people know what that means, Sharon, and some people don't. And do you think this would be a good time to introduce the secret chapter?
Certainly, absolutely.
All right. Does the mastermind that Napoleon Hill introduced open people up in ways that a lot of people have never been open to before?
That's right. And when I received the original manuscript, there was this chapter in the middle. It was kind of a standalone chapter that we pulled out of the actual manuscript. So it's not in the published book, Outwitting the Devil. But we put it available for free on outwittingthedevil.com. And it is, in essence, Napoleon Hill having a session with his invisible counselors. And he goes back and he reaches back to Napoleon and to Plato, Aristotle, and he reaches back to, you know, he has Carnegie and Rockefeller and Edison. But it's, what's beautiful about it is he shares that mental food, that mental clarity that he receives from studying great people from the past. And then he surrounds himself with great people as he goes forward. And that's what's so important is if you think about the power of your environment as it applies to mastermind, if you walk into a room where there's a funeral, you feel that depth of despair. You feel that negativity. You're drawn into it because of the environment you walk into. If you walk into a room where, and I'll show my age, where Motown is playing and everybody's dancing, you feel that increase of energy. And that's the power of your environment. And what happens when we watch the news and the ups and downs and we get glued to our iPhones watching the market on its roller coaster ride, we allow ourselves and our energy to be sucked into that negativity. And it's so important that we choose wisely not only who we spend our time with, but how we spend our time. And if we can surround ourselves with people who care about us and who are literally more successful than we are, smarter than we are, or are smart in ways that we may not be as smart, we absolutely add value to our own pathway to success. I say 1 + 1 = 11. If you can bring those great minds together, you benefit from the experience each and every one of them has had. And so you are sped along your own pathway to success by bringing that mastermind together, by controlling your environment and focusing on your ultimate purpose.
Wow. I remember reading in the book when Napoleon Hill was talking to His Majesty, the devil, and saying, why wasn't I a victim? And he said, because of your mastermind with your wife. And so that association part is so crucial, and that concept of the mastermind is so powerful. And he discusses 7 principles in the book of how to literally outwit the devil. Do you want to go through a few of those?
Yes. And that comes back to the review that said, because for once in your life you can say to hell with the devil and mean it. I love this. I just saw it before I picked up the phone to call you, so I'm on cloud
9. And I do want to put a little aside in there to go to Amazon.com after you've read the book, and it's a real contribution to people to put your testimonial and comments in there. It really serves other people, so it's just a little plug to do that. It really makes a difference to the author and to spreading the important message. Okay,
well,
back
you.
To you.
Thank you very much.
A little commercial. I love commercials.
He provides 7 steps for you to take to, in essence, outwit negativity, outwit the devil in your life. And sometimes that devil is just that little alter ego that's sitting on your shoulder telling you you're not good enough, you can't do it, or easy for her to say. And I'm here to tell you that this book was so powerful for me personally that I guarantee you I mean, I think the book is $14 on Amazon right now. I guarantee you that this book will change your life because it is so that powerful, and it changed my life. And those seven principles, you may have heard of each of them independently, but it's that synthesis of bringing them all together. And it starts off with having that definiteness of purpose, knowing where you're going. And as you said, Robin, he introduces the concept of drifting, which is, again, very powerful. The devil says drifters are those people that go aimlessly through life, go with the flow. They don't really have a definite plan, and so they are easily distracted. And he talks about those are the people that he loves to mess with. And yet somebody who has that definite goal, yes, we may get detoured from that. We may get off course, but at least we know how to rechart our path because we know what that ultimate goal is. And so that definiteness of purpose is so very, very important. And then he talks about how important it is to know, learn from adversity, to know what the adversity is. And so don't let failure define you, but allow that diverse adversity to propel you. And Napoleon Hill said it best, out of every defeat or failure comes the seed of an equal or greater benefit. And the issue is when you have that, remember, what did you learn? And that's the element, is we all have had failures and we've all had successes. And the issue is if in 3 feet from goal, we talk about fail faster because eventually you will succeed. So after definiteness of purpose and learning from adversity, there's mastery over yourself. And think of that as self-discipline, or think of that of understanding when you exercise. This morning I got up a little earlier to make myself exercise. Did I want to? No. But I know how important it is for me to do that, and I'm forcing myself to do that. And yet at the end of the day, I feel better for having done it. And so it is understanding that we can think positive thoughts, but positive things are only going to happen to us if we take positive action. And part of that is, again, learning from the adversity and not letting it define yourself. And then controlling who you hang out with, controlling your environmental influence. And that is so very, very important because when I talk to people that are stuck in their businesses, I said, you go to a different networking group, expand your center of influence, and you'll see things break open for you. And then again, the next one is time, as I mentioned earlier, is how are you spending your time? Are you spending your time, before you take action, think about, is this getting me closer to my goal? And then the last one, the harmony. Harmony, so it's really those first five things working together. And so we think of habit as something that takes 3 weeks to form. Well, habit only happens because of that harmonious reaction of all of those other elements. Having a definite goal, controlling your influence, knowing how you spend your time. And then once you start doing those things in a positive direction, it gets easier and easier. And the last one is caution. And that sounds like a downer, but really isn't. It's think before you act. And we've all seen in the news people who've sent Twitter tweets that wish they could have pulled them back. We've sent a fax or an email that we thought, oh, gosh, I did that in anger, and it didn't quite come across the way I wanted it to. And so that issue, with our speed of communication today, this becomes even more important. It's like take a moment and say, is what I'm going to say driving me closer to my goal or not? Mm. And so think before you act. And know that you are adding value to the world. Great. If you are creating additional negativity, then think twice before you do something. And because it's each and every one of us, the way we get out of this economic mess, Robin, and you know this as well as I do, is through entrepreneurship. It's through adding value. We need to take that control and that responsibility upon ourselves to look and focus on what we are doing individually to support ourselves, our families, and our communities.
I think you must have read my mind because I'm looking at where are we going here and the importance of entrepreneurship. And I know that you work a lot with entrepreneurs and are really helping people identify some of the things that get in people's way as an entrepreneur, the mistakes they make. Most people on this call are entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and self-employed with home-based businesses. Can you share a little bit that can help us get out of our own way to, you know, be more successful?
Well, exactly that, get out of our own way. What happens a lot for entrepreneurs is they have this vision, they get excited, and then they get down into dirty inside the business, and they take their vision off of the goal, off of creating the future of their business, and they're dealing with stuff today. So one of the things I do when I talk to entrepreneurs is I ask them to analyze their time. How are you spending your time? How much of it is on creating the future, creating future strategic alliances, marketing, going out there and making your business grow, versus how much are you dealing on the present, dealing with employee issues or making sure somebody's handling the broken copy machine, versus the past, which is maybe there's a past issue that you're trying to deal with or uncollectible debts. And if you have taken your eye off the future and they're spending too much time on the present and the past, your business is going to suffer because you are the visionary. You are the entrepreneur. And so remember that and think about how you're spending your time and redefine it. Bring somebody in to deal with the past or the present issues and start focusing and refocusing your energy and your effort. Because as an entrepreneur, that's where you're fed. You get excited about the future, excited about the possibilities, and that's where you need to spend the bulk of your time.
Mm. I was on, I believe, your Facebook site, and people can reach Sharon through facebook.com/Sharon Lecter or facebook.com/outwittingthedevil, and Sharon's incredibly responsive, and I saw Michael Gerber responding. I didn't tell you that I used to work with Michael Gerber before his book came out, which has been tremendously successful, also called The E-Myth of Understanding, you know, Why Most Small Businesses Fail, and it's what you're talking about right there. And in this world today, it sounds like entrepreneurship is really the guiding light for so many people. And this book.
And I'm so excited by the comment that Michael has done, a couple of comments about Outwitting the Devil, because I'm a huge fan of his. And it just makes me so excited because this message, the money from the book sales is actually supporting the Napoleon Hill Foundation and its efforts to provide scholarships and to get this information out to the younger generation. So not only are you doing good for yourself, you're doing good for others. And I'm a huge, huge fan of Michael's. And so with his endorsement and all the other people you mentioned earlier, Harvey McKay. And, I mean, it's just incredible the support that we've had. And that's exactly, we need that groundswell. We need that viral marketing. That's how we drove success to Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I really ask your listeners to find value in it. Please share it with your friends. Tell your networks about it because this truly can bring peace to people. And it truly also can bring hope and free those bonds that so many of us have. I had a gal call me about 2 weeks ago. She had read the book, and again, she was barely able to talk through tears because she said, I just had given up. I didn't think I had anything to give. And she said, I read Outwitting the Devil and realized I was my own worst enemy. Mm. And she says, and within 2 days of reading Outwitting the Devil, she says, not only do I have a new business idea, I have a new business partner, I have a team, and I've already made my first sale.
Wow.
And that's the kind of, and it all came from within, Robin. And that's, so many of us, we're waiting, our society is waiting for others to take care of us. And yet, if it comes from within, we are the driver of our own life. We're the CEO of our own life. We are in control of our destiny instead of being slave to the destiny.
And really, as you know, that quote that I've been saying to myself for 30 years that you mentioned, with every adversity is the seed of equal or greater benefit. And in these very difficult times, if people embrace that, and when you talk about hope, and then being the model, And you're doing so much good work in the world. Would it be, I mean, I'm just, I get a bit overwhelmed with excitement because this is such a key for people to make that shift easily, like you just said. And I know you have so many other resources and tools to support people. And the book is one of the most, and I think the first line I read from you is, this is the most profound book I've ever read.
It is. It absolutely is. I've been blessed and honored to be involved in a lot of highly successful books, but I will tell you, Outwitting the Devil is the most profound book that I've ever been involved with.
And such an important book, and I love the quote, this book will give you certainty in today's uncertain world. And I love that. I've been gobbling up everything I can, and I just am thrilled that everyone on this line, and we've got a very large audience today, and I'm thrilled about that. And the invitation, like Sharon says, is not to just read it, but to live it and to share it. So what other comments, Sharon, do you think are important for people to hear this morning in their last few minutes?
That, Robin, you are creating such an opportunity for your listeners. And by bringing these kinds of messages of hope and inspiration, you really are changing people's lives. And I thank you for that. And I really want to applaud everybody that's on the call this morning because it is taking that first step. You know, you're talking about the self-mastery, the self-discipline. You've already started doing it. So congratulate yourself and walk a little taller and have a little spring in your step because you're not paralyzed. You're actually taking those elements and those steps of taking control of your own life. And it may not be you that's stuck, but I guarantee each and every one of us knows someone who is, whether it's your child, your brother, your spouse, your sister, your business partner. And sometimes they won't listen to us. You know, they put their hand up in your face and they, you know, it's like, I don't want to hear this again, Mom, or I don't want to hear this again, sister. And so instead of trying to talk to your blue in the face, give them the gift of outwitting the devil. You may turn their life around overnight, just like the young woman that called me. And so that's the thing that excites me so much because it's a tool. It's a tool of empowerment that really is the truth. You know, so many people, there's so much hype and get-rich-quick schemes and, you know, just everybody wants the pill, the quick fix. This book is going to help you actually fix yourself. And again, the power comes from within. And many of us don't realize where our fear may have come from. And this book's going to go back and talk about where the fear comes from. For instance, he takes on religion, but he doesn't ridicule religion. He says, think about your own religious path. And for me personally, I was raised in the Southern Baptist faith. And so as reading this, he says, you know, were you taught religion through fear or faith? I immediately remember, and I still today have these shudders of the minister that scared me to death. You know, I'm going to go to hell if I even smile or have a good time. And so that keys right into it. But at the same time, in that same very same church, there is another minister that made me feel like I could do and be anything I wanted. He lifted me up in faith. And so he really draws that contrast between fear and faith. And that element of fear, the devil admits that his greatest tool for messing up our lives is the tool of fear. Fear of death, fear of poverty, fear of criticism. And that's so important because so many people are fearful of looking stupid, fearful of saying the wrong thing. That fear of criticism is so disabling. And that's the element of what we can look at and how we can get past it. And that's how the devil screws with us and makes our gets us crazy.
It's so nice to blow the what's the word I want? blow the devil's belt. Thanks. and the book is available on CD also.
Oh, and it's so much fun. It's like a radio drama. We have different actors playing the different parts, and so it's really fun. And all you can actually get to Amazon and Barnes & Noble online through that outwittingthedevil.com website. So you can download the free chapter, or you can also order the book through outwittingthedevil.com. But it's a fun read because it's a story and it's a parable, but it's a transformational read.
Mm. Well, thank you. And I just figured out how to get the CD working because it is an MP3 CD, or you can get a download, and you can get it in every form. And I just started listening. I'm loving it. So, Sharon, you have agreed to stay on for a few minutes after we complete our recording for Q&A, and I just want to give you a huge thank you for who you are in the world. And Sharon has her own website, www.slechter.com, and payyourfamilyfirst.com. If you have children, there's tremendous resources and games, experiential activities to empower young people to understand financial literacy. Something really crucial for people to not be in fear is to really take hold of that. And then on Facebook at Outwitting the Devil, and at Facebook Sharon Lechter. So go get your secret chapter. I think you're going to love it. I had great fun reading it. And so I'm just deeply, deeply grateful for you sharing with us this morning, Sharon. And for everyone on the line, next week we have 30 Minutes of Wisdom with three-time Olympian Marilyn King. And she'll be sharing her wisdom on Olympian thinking applied to our life and service in the world. And she's taken these concepts to actually create a strategy for peace on this planet. And this woman I've known for 30 years is one of the most inspiring people I've ever met. So I'm going to turn things over to Gregory. So Sharon, again, I'm just truly blessed, touched, honored, and privileged that you are with us this morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Robin. It's been a delight, and I appreciate the opportunity very much.
Mm. And we have many more things to do together. I'm very excited. I have a growing list. So I'm going
to
turn things over to Gregory. He's got a few final closing comments. Gregory?
Yeah, well, thank you, Robin, and thank you, Sharon. You know, when I first read Think and Grow Rich back in the early 1980s, it changed my life, as I know it has for untold millions of people over the decades, and I am so excited to watch and now participate in the change that Outwitting the Devil will make in so many lives now and in the future. So thank you, Sharon. What a blessing it is to be part of this, and I feel like you, it was written with the intention of being released in these challenging times. So thank you, Sharon, for all your blessed work, and I can't wait to read my copy. Robin's been reading it to me at night. Our lives have been consumed in the book, and it's making a change. So I certainly want to remind everyone that this call will be available for 24/7 replay for the next 7 days. And you can welcome to share it with friends and family and others, and they can just dial into 712-432-1085. And enter the PIN number 7055522. I'm also happy to tell you we're in the final stages of completing our enlightenednetworking.com website, where all of our calls, including this one, are currently being loaded and archived for future and permanent ongoing listening. So if you dialed in today and have not yet registered to receive notices of upcoming speakers on the weekly calls, we invite you to do so at enlightenednetworking.com. And to continue to pay it forward and share the good news with everyone. So thank you very much, Sharon. Thank you, Robin. And this will officially end the call. I'll end the recording, and then we'll have Sharon standing by for a little bit of Q&A. So thanks, everyone. Please hold on.